You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Humanitarian Radio. Happy Sunday afternoon. Hope your weekend is going just great. And we are happy to have you. I'm Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Tony St. Tone.
Oh, it's true. We've got a great show again today. Are you surprised? I'm not. We're going to talk with a great guy named Dwight Havener. And Dwight has a variety of companies that he works for and with and owns. And his companies are so great because they are continually donating to feeding children and mass quantities of children. And they've been extremely successful for a lot of years. And we are really thrilled to have him come and explain to us how you can jump on his bandwagon and participate in helping to feed children around the world. So very excited about that. Something else that I want to talk to you about today are the variety of corporate companies that do really good things. And I don't know if you guys realize that companies like Wonder Bread and Nestle's and a whole bunch of different guys like that do some really unique giving back programs. So we're going to talk about that as well today.
When are we going to talk about that right now?
We're going to talk to Dwight first.
Okay. So we'll get back to Wonder Bread. I know that a lot of people want to know more about Wonder Bread. It's an exciting topic. More than you realize.
And know that this is the month of giving thanks. It is November.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. And it's a good time to be thankful for all the great things that you have going on in your life and the awesome people around you. And just don't forget, people around you deserve to get thanks. Tell them that you love them.
You should tell them that you love them. But also, one of the things I want to bring up about Thanksgiving is the Tony Robbins Foundation always has this food drive that they do every year right around Thanksgiving where you can get involved anywhere around the country. Just go to TonyRobbins.com or AnthonyRobbins.com and look it up and find out what they're doing in your community as far as giving back on Thanksgiving Day. They usually organize a food drive, and then on that day, Thanksgiving Day, the morning of, they'll go to families in need and they'll drop off food to unexpecting families that could really use their help. And it's a great thing. I've done it in the past, and it's a wonderful organization. If you've never heard of it before, again, it's TonyRobbins.com. He's the motivational speaker with the big smile, if you can remember him back from the 80s. But he's doing a lot of great things out there. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with Dwight Havener.
This segment of the show, sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit ArtisticJourney.com today. So we are back, and we have with us today Mr. Dwight Havener. Welcome, Dwight.
Hey, guys. Well, great to be on the call. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Tony.
We are absolutely delighted to have you because on our show, Dwight, we tell people great ways that they can get involved in fundraisers and in businesses and in different adventures that are doing really good, strong, positive things to lend a hand to humanity. And I know what you're doing and what you're up to is totally benefiting children. And what I'd like to do is talk about the different companies that you own, what the benefits are, and how exactly you give to children. And then I'd like to talk for you to tell people how they can get involved and jump on your bandwagon, because a lot of times people don't know what they can get involved in to help. And I think you have a lot of avenues that they can help out in.
Well, absolutely, Jane. And I appreciate you guys asking me because, you know, we sat around a table back, you know, 20 years ago, and we were talking with a friend of ours, and we were discussing, you know, if you were to think about, you know, what are the worst things that happen in the world today? What are the biggest disasters? You know, people come up and they say, well, you know, how about earthquakes or tsunamis, you know, you know, those types of things. And you know what we finally ended up coming around to was the one thing that we decided to make our mission. And what we've said, the worst thing we can think of is the 5 million children who die every year that are under the age of 5 from not starvation, but malnourishment.
And those are two completely different things, aren't they?
They don't even get a chance, you know, in the world. You know, most of them may not even have any parents, or they may have them and live at such an impoverished level. You know, most of them are third world countries. But again, there are still children in this country. You know, I mean, 5 million kids, that includes this country, too, because we have kids that are dying of malnutrition because it looks different in this country. You know, malnourishment in Africa, let's say, you know what the typical, you know, malnourished child looks like with a distended stomach and all that, but their skin and bones. Well, here in this country, the malnourished child, you know, is overweight and obese.
And
you know, it's the same symptoms, you know, it just looks different.
Explain to our listeners what the difference is between malnourished and starving.
Well, malnourished means that, you know, they're not getting the nutrition in their bodies. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the, you know, necessary antioxidants and nutrients that their bodies need so that all of their systems, all their glands, all their organs and everything can grow properly. Starvation, I mean, that call went out years ago, 20, 30 years ago, you know, that call went out to the world, you know, hey, we have starving children out here. Well, here we are, you know, 20, 30 years later, and they're still, you know, starving, you know. But why do we have malnutrition? Because they sent rice and beans in. You know, they're still starving, and they're malnourished on top of it, because not all of them get the rice and beans.
Yeah.
So it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people, when they think of starving kids, they never break it apart in that method to know that they're two different situations, and the kids can be eating like crazy, but if they're not eating the right things, their body is still starving to a degree from healthy nutrients.
Right, it's almost like they're eating fast food.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're exactly right, Tony. I mean, I didn't know this until a few years ago, that there's a gene in our bodies. Everybody has this gene in their body. And when you don't get enough nutrition, because like Tony said, you might be eating, maybe your parents, you know, take you out and eating fast foods all the time. Well, there's such little nutrient, you know, components of those types of foods. But there's a gene in our body called the thrift gene. Now, there's a specific name for it. I won't go into it here. But this thrift gene, what happens, and the reason why there's so many kids, you know, in these past years now that are getting obese from eating all this food, you know, that we think is food, but it's really, you know, there's no nutrition to it. And what happens is this thrift gene kicks in, and it saves everything in the body you eat as fat. So everything, you know, all this fast food, you know, everything you eat gets saved as fat because it doesn't know when it's going to get nourishment.
Right.
Take that one off.
Right. That makes total sense to me, and I think that's what happens. I mean, especially in America, there's so many cases of people being obese, and I think they're like, well, I'm eating, but it's like you're not eating the right thing.
Yeah, you're eating chicken nuggets and French fries.
Yeah, and so that's why it's all turning to fat, and I think that's half the reason.
And here's your body screaming.
I've got another one for you. Okay. A year and a half ago, I wrote an article in the New York Times, and you won't believe this one. It talked about how the homeless were now showing signs of malnourishment.
Really?
Think about that. The homeless were showing signs of malnourishment. And if you start thinking about it, you know, all of the food that they're getting, you know, is, again, it's fast food. It's the stuff that people throw away.
Right.
The McDonald's and the places like that, they have the most throwaway. That's where they go hang out, in those dumpsters, because that's where the most runaway food is, right?
Right.
And so it's the most malnourished food they could eat. And so now they're starting to show signs of malnourishment. It's an amazing thing that's happening. So it happens in this country. I mean, and Tony, think about this. We're all malnourished to a degree. All of us.
No, totally.
And the way we know that is because the foods we eat today do not have the amount of nutrition that they had, you know, 50 years ago. You take a, you know, if you ate a peach 50 years ago, right, all the nutrition in that peach 50 years ago, it takes 52 peaches today to equal the same nutrition as one peach 50 years ago.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, as you're saying, the homeless, I know that they had done a study with seagulls, and they found that the seagulls that were eating all the McDonald's food and all the fast food places were obviously less healthier than seagulls that were, you know, living off of natural foods. So I didn't realize that now they've actually done the same type of study now with humans, but it makes total sense. If that's all you ate all the time every day, then you're not getting what you need. So it makes total sense what you're saying.
So Dwight, tell us about what your adventures are. I know you've been involved with this particular company for a lot of years. And tell us how you got involved with these guys, as in what was it about the products and the company that made you go, wow, these are people I can align with and I encourage other people to join with me?
Okay, so what I did 20 years ago, my wife Susan and I, we live here in the West Palm Beach area of Florida, and we decided we were going to look. I was in the business of pianos and organs and keyboard computers and, you know, all that stuff for, you know, gosh, for 27 years.
Yeah.
And I decided I wanted to make a change, and I wanted to do something healthy, because I'd always been a triathlete for 35 years and raced sailboats and windsurfed and did all that cool stuff and was outside all the time. So, you know, naturally I have the sun stuff to show for it today.
Right.
But, you know, I was always on the healthy side and doing juicing. Every 3 months I would go on a juice fast and, you know, just trying to stay as healthy as I could.
Yeah.
And my wife Susan and I decided, you know what, we want to start we'd like to be involved in our own company. So we did. We started our own business, and we started marketing different companies' products. And, you know, we came across this one company that was called Manna Release. And if you wanted to go look it up, it's just mannarelease.org. And what they do is they feed children in, I think it's almost 90 different countries now.
Wow.
And they feed them all of the, you know, all of the nutrition that you can get into either a powder or in a gummy bear form, because, you know, kids love gummy bears, right, Tony?
Right.
Yes, they definitely love. And listen, those things are really, really good and addictive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know an adult by the name of Tony that absolutely loves those gummy bears.
Yeah. And they're good for you. They're really, really good for you.
Yeah. And so we've been involved in, you know, helping them market their products. And what's funny is they came up with a way. Sam Castor is the person who came up with a way to be a social entrepreneur company. And that's what this company is. And what happens is you buy one of their products, you know, as a health food product, and if you buy it every month, what happens is they turn around, and every time you buy a product every month, they will ship this powder, you know, to an orphanage. You know, they only deal with orphanages or schools or churches, you know, places where they know the World Health Organization and those types of distribution outlets who do deliver these products into, you know, these 90 different countries. They get it in there, so it doesn't end up on eBay being sold by people that, you know, just, you know, happen to get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The kids actually get it in these orphanages, and so it's good. You know, we just came out with a new product for your face, and it's called Youth, U-T-H, and it is the most amazing. It's the hottest thing in the anti-aging wrinkle cream industry, and it's all natural. Again, everything is from plants. Everything we do is all plant-based. And it has a 6 month, 100% money back guarantee, so you get to use it for 6 months. And this youth product has a value of like $565. If you had to add up all of the antioxidant moisture cream that people use, and brightening creams and wrinkle creams and serums and all this different stuff that, you know, women are used to using today, night creams and
right. All
these different things. If you added them all up, it's $565. And we came out with all of this in one package, and it works in 5 minutes or less.
So it's an amazing... It's an amazing...
$139.
So it's an amazing face product that every time you buy, you are contributing to nourishing children around the world.
Amen. And there's a great website you can go to. It's called Youth in a Bottle.
Youth in a Bottle.
youthinabottle.com. You can order right there. And when you put your order in, you know, every month that you put it in, by the way, you can get it retail, wholesale, or free. Which do you think they prefer, Janie?
I like free, but do I have to pack my body into a little bottle? I don't know if that's going to work.
I love it. And, you know, we've made it so that we say, nourish your skin and a child at exactly the same time. And who doesn't want to help these kids, you know, here and around the world that are dying of malnutrition? I mean, here's the perfect way. You get to, you know, get rid of the wrinkles on your face, you know, and spots, any aging spots if you're older.
Right.
You know, some people have rosacea and redness, depending on if they smoke or, you know, different types of things that, you know, the environment does to their own bodies. And all of that stuff, you know, they say that all of these things, and we've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures on this site where you've got a lady with, she was one of the formulators of the product. On her right hand, you can still see all the aging. She's in her 70s. You can see all the aging spots. On the left hand, which she uses as her palate, she squeezes, it pumps out of a bottle, an airless bottle. She pumps it onto her hand, uses her finger, and spreads it around and puts it on her eyes.
Excellent.
And her left hand, you can't see any spots. It's smooth, it's plump, it's moist, and her right hand is dry, and you can see the veins in her hand and the age spots on it.
And do you know, when somebody buys the product, Dwight, is there a certain percentage that gets donated, or is it based on which product and how much they spend and things like that?
No, when you buy your bottle of product every month, and by the way, for your listeners who are listening, we can get it to them. The retail manufacturer retail price is $139.95 plus tax and shipping. We can get it for them for $99.95 at wholesale.
Nice.
And even at that wholesale price, we still send this nutrition into a child. Every month you get yours, you're feeding a child. It's a great social entrepreneur movement that's going on in the world today.
Would you?
And we're the first ones that ever started it. You know, we're connected with Muhammad Yunus, who started the, he's like known as the grandfather of social entrepreneurism because he started a bank called the Grameen Bank, and he started lending, you know, people that were impoverished, you know, that had no way of getting money. He'd lend them $25 and they pay him back.
Nice.
And then he'd lend them $50 and they pay him. Now he's worth like $900 billion, his bank is, just from lending money out to people. They call them microloans.
Wow.
So we've met with him, and we're meeting with other presidents of other countries, like in Central and South America, where the economy is hurting, the people are hurting health-wise, and the people need, you know, opportunity.
Right.
And so we're bringing all three of those, you know, into these countries. And so, you know, it's a great social movement.
Do you have an estimate?
You, this product, every product we come out with is just an amazing product. And this one here, for, you know, when you can put nutrition on your face, you know, and feel it working from the inside out. I mean, we've got videos on the website they can all look at, and it's all proprietary. I mean, there's other companies that are like L'Oreal and Yves Saint Laurent. You know, those lines, they kind of use our technology, but they can't use our product.
And these guys are all, none of these guys are donating money to, or product to help children. They're just flat out selling. Do you have an estimate, Dwight, as to how many children over the years that the company has actually helped? Because I know at one point that the number that I had heard was just astonishing.
We're feeding over 200,000 servings a day around the world. It says on the website, they update it. Of course, the numbers keep changing every minute.
Every day, yeah. So yeah. That's a phenomenal rate per day, and is an astonishing, when you look at the numbers and you look at one company that's able to help this many children and get this much food, if you will, into their mouths, it's all we can do to encourage people to start working with groups like you guys, which also, you know, it helps them put money in their pocket as well, because there's a business side to this, there's a product side to this, but the part that intrigues me the most and why we wanted you on this show was because of what the benefits are, in addition to filling your pockets, in addition to having product, is taking care of all these kids. So I think that what you guys developed and what you've been spreading for 20 plus years is just amazing. And tell people what websites they can go to if they wanted to jump on and start learning more about the product and working with you and seeing how they can start feeding kids.
Sure. Here's a unique one. I have created a relationship with the Miami Dolphins. Now, how many people have ever figured out how to go to an NFL football team, right?
Okay.
And get them to support you. And so what we did is we went to the head office of the Miami Dolphins. We sat down and had a meeting with them. And I said, look, I'd like to be able to use the Dolphins Stadium to do a big walk for kids. And, you know, right after you guys have won the Super Bowl next March, and I laughed, and they laughed, and we kind of looked at each other. And they said, you know what, we'll have to take it up to the head office, but sounds like a good idea to us. So 2 weeks later, I get this email from them, and it says, you know, we'd like to have another meeting, and we got some more ideas. And I'm going, I wonder what their ideas are. So we went down and had another meeting, and guess what? They said, not only will we allow you to use the stadium to do a walk for kids where people can come and register to, you know, get these products so that they can start helping kids, but we want to give our profit away when we sell tickets. So here's what we're going to do. Our normal tickets is $55 for the cheapest ticket. We're going to discount it to $35, and we're going to give you our profit, which is $10, because the stadium gets $25. So for $35, we're going to be able to sell tickets, you know, and we'll send you the link. And so I put the link up with a website called Miami M5M, which stands for Miami Mission 5 Million, for the 5 million children that are, you know, dying each year of malnutrition. So MiamiM5M.com, and you can go there and buy a ticket to the Dolphin game for $35, and you can show up for the game. If you live in other states, or you live in California, and you're a Dolphins fan, and you just don't want to go to the game, you want to watch it on TV, buy the ticket anyway, and then send the ticket in. There's an address there. Send the ticket in, and we will make sure one of the nonprofits that we're dealing with in the Miami area that deals with children and feeds children, they will give that ticket to a child. So a child that would never, ever get to see an NFL game live to go to the game. How's that one, Jamie?
That is fantastic. I think something like that is phenomenal. The fact that you actually were able to get the Miami Dolphins involved, and, you know, bringing some kids to a game, just seeing it live for the first time is going to be such an experience. But also the fact that you're raising money through a large organization like that, obviously it holds a lot of weight when the NFL will get behind your product or get behind what you're doing out there with the kids. Let me ask you this, Dwight. I want to take a short break, And I want to come back, and I want you to tell us a little bit more about some of your adventures. I know that you've gone overseas before, and just how your experience has been with seeing these kids evolve. So we'll be right back with Dwight.
Give me that best case scenario. I want to hear it full blast stereo.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet, off of money now. I'm a magnet, off of money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
And we're back here with Dwight Havener, and he's just about to tell us about his experience with kids overseas and how all of his work that he's done over the years has helped out and be able to see it firsthand. I'm sure a lot of our listeners would love to hear more about that. Can you give us some insight?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for asking, because, you know, one of the things that we do is we make these mission trips available. And of course, our mission is these 5 million children that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we make these mission trips available, I mean, we started out years ago, and my wife and I started taking care of all the state-run orphanages over in Romania. Mm-hmm. And then we went from there to over to Africa. We started in Uganda, and then it just spread throughout Africa, and then we got trips all over Africa. Then we started going to Mexico. And I'll tell you what, the last trip that we went on, we've been to several, but the last one we went to Mexico. We actually put a cruise together, Tony and Jane. You'd love this. We put a cruise ship together going out of Galveston, Texas. We took 275 people with us, and everybody just loaded up with, you know, the gummy bears, and we took them down to this church down there that had gotten blown away with one of those last hurricanes.
Right.
And so we were told we had a friend down there in Mexico, and so we were told they had this church that all the walls blew up, but the roof stayed on. Just the walls blew down. So we went down there to help them with that and to deliver some nutrition for their 200 children. Well, guess what? The cruise ship pulls into the dock, and we've got all of our suitcases and our luggage just full of all these gummy bears that are full of fruit, 11 different fruits and vegetables like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and onion, kale, papaya. I mean, all these cruciferous fruits and vegetables, because they're the ones with the most antioxidant support that helps build up the immune systems of these kids and, mm-hmm. and helps them. So we're loaded up with these manna bears, and we take them to the church, and we get there. There's like 600 kids there.
Wow.
Yeah, it just blew us away. And I tell you what, we played games with them. We sang songs with them. We taught them a song in English, and they taught us a song in Spanish. And when you sit there and look at these, you know, you sit there on stage, and they bring children up, and they sit them, and you laugh, and you look in these kids' eyes. And unless you ever, and for the listeners listening in today, if you've ever had a chance to sit a malnourished child, or just a child, you know, that comes from a family that really has nothing. I mean, they live in cardboard and tin houses, you know, down there.
Right.
You sit them on your lap, and they look you in the eye, and I'm telling you, you see their hearts, you just want to cry out for them. And second of all, you want to take them all with you.
It makes it really hard to not want to support them, doesn't it?
You know what? And it doesn't matter what country you go to. This one just happened to be in Mexico. It was the last, you know, hurricane relief effort type thing. But it doesn't matter what country you go to. You look at these kids' eyes and you can see the pain and the sorrow. And you know, when you're singing songs with them and they're sitting on your lap, it's just like, wow.
Yeah,
and,
you melt.
You know, they have that happy, you can see right through to their soul, and you want to take them all home.
And, you know, it's really, you're talking about Mexico, but I got to say, we moved out to L.A. 2 years ago, and there's a lot of these children who are living on the streets today all over our country that could really use somebody to sit them on their lap and sing a song to them, but also provide some nutrition to these guys. It's something that we talk about, Dwight, where a lot of people go out of the country to support all these other countries and forget to look in their own neighborhoods and in their own backyard at the suffering kids in their own town. It's like we put on blinders and we go, oh, people are suffering, but not so much in our country, more in other countries. And it's like, I try to encourage people to look at what's going on in your own community and get people in your own community involved so that you can help out in your own town, in your own surroundings. Because these kids are not just starving in Mexico and all these other countries. They're starving in our country as well. And my effort is to try to get people to realize that there's a lot going on right around us that needs attention. And there's a lot of easy ways to help. So, Dwight,
I'm glad you mentioned that. We started in the Treasure Coast of Florida, which takes in several counties.
Right.
We started the Treasure Coast M5M, Treasure Coast Mission 5 Million. And we got our mayor and our county and our city to be able to, you know, give us a day where, you know, we would call it, you know, Mission 5 Million Day for the city, mm-hmm. you know, Treasure Coast Mission 5 Million, and that the city would, you know, proclaim, so we get a proclamation. You know, you get all this stuff. You can do this right there in L.A. And, you know, then you get bands that come out to play, and we start talking to all these different bands, and next thing you know, you've got a battle of the bands going on. This is right down your alley, Tony and Jamie.
And now, it's not that hard to put all this type of stuff together, is it, Dwight? Because people think, oh, my God, I could never take that on. I could never do that. And it's really not that hard to make these things happen, is it?
No, and you know what? It takes a team of people that, you know, have an interest like you guys and like us, like Susan and I. You know, we go out to the different people that we know that have businesses locally.
Right.
And say, would you support this? You know, I actually went to the CEO of a hospital in the next county over that has 900,000 people in their county, and he has three hospitals, and I got an appointment with the CEO. I did the presentation, showed him the website, and in 15 minutes, he said, listen, I love this product. You got to let him taste those gummy bears, right? and when he tasted the product and he realized, you mean you're going to send these in here for our kids to be able to come? I said, we'll send right to the hospital, and you can tell everybody in the county to come to your hospital once a month, and we'll feed them.
Wow.
And he said, that's all I got to know. And he said, I'll sponsor the event, whatever you want me to do. Then I got another hospital that gave me their head neurologist and their head cardiologist, and they want us to come do pre-event parties in their homes. I mean, you know how it is. Once you start it, watch out. This thing takes on feet like no tomorrow, and it just starts, it's like a snowball. It starts rolling. And in L.A., it's just like what we're doing in Miami with the Miami M5M. When we do our big event there, listen, we want, you know, we'll be able to have the J-Rose and the, you know, the Mark Anthony's and the Gloria Estefan, you know, all
right.
of those big celebrity names will be coming out. And listen, people show up for that because they know these types of celebrity musicians, you know, they want to help the kids. I mean, it's nothing else. We got to at least help these kids, and we got to stop them from dying of malnutrition.
And Dwight, when somebody joins in with you guys' group, you help them get started, and you basically hold their hands through the process until they're comfortable about walking on their own 2 feet, right?
Absolutely. All they got to do is go to the website, and they can see, you know, youthinabottle.com is very, it's a simple site. They can order right through the site, shows them what to do. They can get their products every month at a discount. Like I said, they can get it at wholesale. It's pretty simple.
And then if they wanted to start an event of their own, say they wanted to do something for Christmas and raise money for, you know, the Mayor's Feed the Hungry program or something like that through starting their own little company, something that you guys give really great guidance on to help people start thinking about things about, hey, yeah, you guys can do this. All it takes is this and this and this, and let us know if we can help you. That's something.
It's so much fun, Jane. Look, you got a hairdresser. Tony might not have one, but you got a hairdresser, right? So you go to your hair salons, you go to your spas, you know, you go to your beauty shops, you go to all, you know, these cosmetic places, and listen, everybody there has a heart for kids.
Absolutely.
Everybody there has money to get their hair done. Well, you know, I went to this Japanese one, and I said, you know, they were doing these, they would take a lock of hair from a lady's, you know, head, and they would do it in a pink. They would do just a lock of hair in pink and charge them $75, you know, for the breast cancer awareness thing.
Right.
I said, well, why wouldn't we do one for orange this month, in the month of December, and have some spa parties or have some salon parties? And we'll call them youth parties.
Yeah, get
and,
ready for
you know,
the new year.
And can sample, give a sample to everybody of the youth, let them try it on their face, let them order it, because that's when they start helping the kids.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's going all over the country right now.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Well, Dwight, we're so happy that you got to spend some time telling everybody what awesome things you guys are doing. I'd like people to be able to find you, so if you can rattle off some Facebook addresses or your website where people can go or how they can get in touch with you, and let's hope that people that are sitting around doing nothing have been inspired by this show and reach out to you and you know, get in the ball game here.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, a $565 product for $99, how can you beat that? And it works in 5 minutes or less.
Great Christmas gift. Now's the time.
That's right. These are great stocking stuffers. youthinabottle.com. And all my information is there, Jane. So they can email me. They can call me, whatever they'd like to do. Just order the product. And they'll get theirs in. And if they want to order more, just keep ordering more. And we'll help them get that process started.
Excellent. And so, Dwight, we're also going to post your information on our humanitarian.com website as well as our Humanitarian Facebook. So if for some reason you can't find Dwight on the Internet through his channels, know that you can also find him on ours. And again, Dwight and Susan wasn't on today, but we love her as well, and she's right there with him contributing to these kids in a great way as well. And know that we really appreciate what you guys are doing in this world, Dwight, and keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks, Dwight.
Okay, we sure will, and we're on Facebook also at Youth in the Bottle.
There you go. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Dillman Amps, we create the tone in your head. Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifiers.
Hey, everybody, this is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com, and Facebook /GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting now some good news for your soul.
Good news for your soul.
Don't you just love it?
So we're back here, and we teased you earlier about talking to you about Wonder Bread and large corporations and how they give back. And Janie found this on a loaf of bread, and she wanted to share it with you. So all you Wonder Bread fans out there, listen close.
Well, here's the thing that's cool. You know, I just was shopping and grabbed a loaf of bread, wasn't really thinking about what loaf I was grabbing. And when I got home, I realized that in the corner of this thing, it says, for every time you buy a loaf of bread, you're donating 5 cents. So I looked to see, what are we donating 5 cents to? And as it turns out, Wonder Bread has joined forces with the Children's Miracle Network. And they supply cash to the Children's Miracle Network from every loaf of bread that you buy. And it made me think about, there's a lot of different corporations that are doing this. And one way that you can give back is by shopping according to who is helping humanity. A lot of people, you know, we constantly talk about people are looking for things to support and they don't know how to support them or who to pick. And this is a whole other way. I know Nestle's is another company. Quaker Oats is another company. When you're out there shopping, ladies and gentlemen, check and see who's donating to what with the products that you buy. It's a beautiful way to contribute, and you know, you don't have to put a whole lot of effort into it other than shopping through certain companies that are willing to give back.
Yeah, and I think also, I know obviously if you're a savvy shopper, you want to try to find the best price or the best taste, but there's probably one other thing you should look for. If you can get great taste, great value, and give back, well, then you
so it's a win-win-win.
Yes. You hit a triple. There's a friend of ours also who put out a documentary film about autism. It's called My Thero Boys, Believing in Miracles in Spite of Autism. And she has a crowd fundraising campaign going on, and we're going to talk to her about it. And she has corporations that are willing to match donations up to $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, et cetera. So I thought that was really interesting. We're going to have her on the show. But I wanted to just make quick mention to her, you can go to Indigo, My Thero Boys, Believing in Miracles in Spite of Autism.
And that's T-H-I-E-R-O.
Yes. And like I said, we're going to do a whole story on her next week. But I just wanted to make mention to it that corporations that are out there are actually willing to match funds. So it's another way to help spread some good news and get some good material out there.
And what Vaina Thero is doing, she's talking about her two sons who have autism.
Right.
So don't wait till she's on the show next week. Go and check it out now and make your donation. You know, even $5 helps tremendously. Anything that anybody can do always is helpful in situations like this. So we encourage it greatly.
Yeah, she has probably 500 or more people on her email list, and she already said, you know, if each person gives $5, it's another $5,000. So as little as $5, which you could probably get a cup of coffee at Starbucks these days.
And $5,000 can do a ton when you're talking about medical bills and research and all that type of thing. So, you know, even a dollar is awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to get in touch with her next week. But what I wanted to do right now is I wanted to play a song called Instant Karma. It's a song by John Lennon that I had redone. But I just thought it'd be a really cool song to play on today's episode. So this is Instant Karma by Saint Tone, written by John Lennon.
Instant Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right in the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What was you thinking of? Join the human race.
Yeah.
So that was Instant Karma, written by John Lennon, and that is my version of it. You can check that out at sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. And you can check out a lot of other songs that I've written. Talking about songs and music, Miss Beauclair here, Janie, has just returned from Nashville, where she was interviewing all the stars for the George Jones tribute concert. This girl got VIP passes to talk with Garth Brooks, with Blake Shelton,
Rodney Atkins,
Vince Gill.
You name it. The top of the country world were there to honor the life of George Jones. It was such an amazing opportunity for me. A company called JH Designs in L.A. created this beautiful leather jacket for George Jones. And those of you who don't know George Jones, he's a country star who passed away recently. And he had set up...
A legend, actually.
Absolutely.
Just a star. He's been in it for like 30, 40, 50 years.
Many years. Well, he had set up a concert for his retirement. And the concert was to be a couple nights ago. And unfortunately, he passed away before the concert was, you know, here. So all of his people that influenced him over the years decided they were going to do the concert anyway, and they were going to do it as a tribute to George. It was such an amazing thing. What I was saying earlier, JH Designs created this beautiful George Jones tribute jacket, and there was well over 100 country stars that came and sang George Jones' songs, and each of them signed the jacket. And so what they're doing is JH Designs is going to auction off the jacket to raise money for the George Jones Foundation. And the George Jones Foundation is getting scholarships for kids in their local Nashville area college. So what was really interesting for me in interviewing all of these stars was two things. First of all, all of them were so grateful to
all
him.
I can't
even tell you how many times I heard, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have started my career. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have learned to play the guitar. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be such a showman. He taught me everything I know. I heard this from the top echelon of the country world today. Very impressive. I personally never got to meet George Jones. I did get to meet his family here, and a bunch of just really beautiful people, I have to say. But again, why I wanted to bring this up was because this is another foundation that you can support, the GeorgeJonesFoundation.com. You can go see the jacket, bid on the jacket, and support this group. It was quite the show. I've never seen such a beautiful display of love and emotion for one gentleman in my life, and it was quite the pleasure to see how he affected all of these people and how they were so willing to give of their time to support his new foundation.
Also, I think you should talk about how people reacted to humanitarian radio when they started to realize that that's what you do. They saw a business card or you mentioned it, and how they were taken back by that. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise for me too. So many of these guys, Rodney Atkins particularly, is going to be on our show, which we look forward to that. And also
Tommy Shaw
from Styx. Yes,
if you don't know who Tommy Shaw is, he's the little guitar player who sang in Styx, and then he was in Damn Yankees and many other projects. Great guy. I've met him myself also, and Janie got a chance to talk to him. Possibly doing a show with Styx and REO Speedwagon in March with
yes,
the band.
Yes.
So that's something that we're talking about.
So when I spoke to them, and we also spoke about humanitarian radio, because they asked, well, what do you do? And I said, well, we have a radio show called Humanitarian Radio. And they were like, what is that? And I said, you know, it's a show about great things happening around the world and how people can contribute and get behind projects to help humanitarian effort. And instantly, I didn't even have to ask most of these people if they would like to be on our show. They asked me, can we get on your show and talk about the things that we do? And I was so surprised that so many of them were elated by the fact that there is a radio show out there that just talks about something that's great. And it was really a pleasure to see the reaction of everybody going, wow, that's a great idea. We've never heard of it. How can we listen to it? How can we get involved? When can we be on it? Can you schedule me for next week? Can you schedule me for the week after?
It's so funny when you're at that level to like contact my booking agent or contact my manager, because I don't do it myself. They handle it. And,
a lot of times it was contact my wife. She handles me, or contact my husband, or contact my daughter.
My daughter.
There was a lot of that, and that was really cool, too.
They keep it all in the family to make sure that no one's getting taken advantage of.
So you definitely want to look at the schedule on humanitarianradio.com or Humanitarian Radio Facebook and see who's coming up, because we will be having a lot of new country stars added to our lineup. And also Mike Huckabee, Governor Mike Huckabee, you might know of him. Spent some time with him and also with John Voight.
Tell us about John Voight a little, please.
John Voight is a wonderful human being. I very much enjoyed my time with him. I was lucky enough to interview him and share some dinner with him and hang out with him at the airport the next day, as well as Mike Huckabee. And two very, very nice gentlemen. They are friends, so they were together quite a bit, and I got to know the two of them. They have a lot of projects going on that are both humanitarian-based as well, so we will also be delighted with their information and their stories on our show as well.
Well, you know, just talking about John, his daughter being Angelina Jolie, I mean, she has done so many great things out there.
A lot of humanitarian effort by her and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, a lot. I think we should have them on the show.
I think they would be great as well. And if you know somebody that should be highlighted on our show, please reach out and let us know, or give them our information so we can also highlight what they're doing. And just so you know, as I'm sure you already do, you don't have to be a celebrity to be on our show. We prefer to let everybody know what everyone is doing. We feature celebrities because a lot of people don't realize the great things that they're doing. You generally just hear about the stupidity and the smut that is made up for all these crazy magazine covers, and you don't hear about the awesome things and the great fundraising efforts and all that they have contributed in their lifetime and their careers. So, you know, we love to feature people who are out there doing great things, and absolutely encourage you to let us know who we should have on our show.
We're an alternative to the media that's out there, I guess.
We are. We're the opposite of every media out
there.
We're
trying to say the good news that are out there. Let's focus on that and focus on what we can do to help out our human
race.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to end the show today with a song called I Ain't Giving Up. It's another original from Saint Tone. I appreciate you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys checking out the website, www.sainttone.com. This is I Ain't Giving Up, and Janie has one last thing to say.
Yeah, I also want to say make sure you go check out the George Jones tribute shows. There's going to be some YouTubes and things like that to see of the performances. And do look at his foundation that started on last Monday and make a bid on that jacket. And thanks to JH Designs for creating that beautiful jacket and donating it to the George Jones Foundation.
Peace.
Have a great day.
I'm giving up. Too much pride. I'm giving up. Side to side. I'm giving up on all you're making about. Dreams gonna fall, but look at back up and hit 'em all. Meet me at the top, make trouble, crossing the finish line. It's time to believe. It's time to achieve. Help me. I'm giving up, too much drive, I'm giving up, the failure to try, I'm giving up, trying to justify, to say I'm too young, but I'm just this young, you're too old, I'll unlock that bolt, don't know, here to figure it out. Heart on the line, fighting the side, feel free, I'm down with the crowd, I'm full of the pride, killing the dream. Everything I choose, all through, I want your life. Don't you know it's something inside? Let no one else live your life. I'm giving up, baby, giving up.
radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.